hottest of hot rodders. The craziest of kittens. High school Hellcats. Two terrific teenage movies. The rockinest, rollinest of cats. Starring popular John Ashley, cute little Jodie Fair, satellite siren Jean Vincent, and that alarmingly charming Yvonne Lyme, a kitten who has all the cats howling.
She wasn't bad looking for a girl. Personally, I prefer a hopped-up motor.
Guys who've got what it takes. Chicks who'll take all they've got. Together in two movie theater treats. Hot Rod Gang and High School Hellcats.
It is a ritual that has been practiced secretly for generations. An act so disturbing, it is performed only under the cloak of darkness. It is the horror feared all across America.
Matt the Cat!
Oh, mercy, baby! You ready to rev your engines for a very special Friday night cat fight? I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat. This week, it's all about drag racing. But baby, you can't just drag in any old car. You got to get yourself a hopped up rod. Put your pedal to the metal and burn that quarter mile. This week's show is going to be all about drag racing. And towards the end of the program, we'll have the world famous Friday night cat fight. This week, it's the drag race to end all drag races. Hot Rod Lincoln. We got three versions of Hot Rod Lincoln for your consideration and your vote right at the end of the program. But I think we should burn right into it, baby. So before we start dragging, everyone's allowed one burnout to heat up your tires and improve your traction. Then we'll get lined up and we'll have cute cross-country Kelly throw down the starting flag. But before we can get racing, we gotta get ourselves some rods, baby. And here to help us is Tex Rabinowitz from 1981 off the Ripsaw label. Hot Rod Man. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight.
Well, I'm a rolling daddy with a mean machine. It's got a V8 motor, it sure is clean. I'm a Hot Rod Man. Yeah, I'm a Hot Rod Man. Look out, little mama, gonna get you if I can. I got a cowboy caddy with a custom seat. It's leatherette, they're all rolled in pleat. Come on, little mama, sit by my side. You and your daddy gonna go for a ride. I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
Look out, little mama, gonna get you if I can. Oh, Bobby, wind it up. Driving on the edge of town, we're gonna look real cool as we tool around. All the fellas gonna scream and shout. When I leave, I'm gonna be alone out. I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
Look out, little mama, gonna get you if I can. Oh, Billy Hancock. Park, snuggle up real close in the dark. Tell you something, baby, you ought to know. The hot rod man don't ever move slow. I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
I'm a hot rod man.
He's a hot rod man.
Look out, little mama, gonna get you if I can. Hey, let's drag now.
Push down the throttle to the floor. Go, 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 then go some more. When they come racing down a strip, I get a blast that makes me flip.
Backstrip! Backstrip!
get a teen and a hot machine. They really make a crazy team. Racing with hopped up gasoline makes all the hot rod babies scream. I get a thrill when the wheels churn. I love the smell that rubber burn. Dragger's money dash. Who's gonna win that bag of cash? Hot rod streaking like a flash. Look out, man, you're gonna crash. Don't start crying, teenage queen. He's got that rod back on the beam.
I don't have to worry, she won't be late. We're going downtown where the cats all meet. We're going downtown to drag Main Street. Drag, drag, all night long. Drag, drag, never go home. Dragging Main till the break of dawn. Dragging Main Street all night long. Everybody now, let's go, cats. I pulled it in low, double clutch it twice. I hear the cats holler, man alive. Drag, drag, all night long. Drag, drag, never go home. Dragging Main till the break of the dawn. Dragging Main Street all night long. Last night, we'll all line up side by side. When we get single, we throw it in low, and everybody holler, go man, go. Drag, drag, all night long. Drag, drag, never go home. Dragging Main till the break of the dawn. Dragging Main Street all night long.
I'm gonna drag city, runner through.
Well, we're dragging this week on the Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat, where it's at. Drag City, 1963, Jan and Dean, a song co-written by a cat who's going to appear a little later on in the program. Before that, Curtis Gordon, 1956, off of Mercury Records, Dragon. We heard Wally George from 58 with Drag Strip, and Tex Rubinowitz gave us Hot Rod Man, kicking off the program. Now, there's so many Hot Rod songs, there's so many drag songs, that's why I wanted to limit this week's show to drag racing tunes, mostly from the 1950s. We got the Ultimate Drag Race, Hot Rod Lincoln, for your competition in the Friday Night Cat Fight, coming up a little later on in the program, but let's get back to dragging, baby. Here's Johnny Fortune in a fantabulous instrumental, It's Dragster.
Shut it off, buddy, now I shut you down. I'm old man. Oh yeah. Well, me and the devil sat in that stoplight. He started rolling all the out of sight. I said, I'm old man. Down the line. Well, going pretty fast, I look behind. Here comes the devil doing 99. I say, I'm a fire, I'm a movement down the line.
Let's drag now!
Smart, the race was won. Here come the devil doing 101. I'm a fire, I'm a move man down the line.
Let's drag it again.
Here come the devil doing 99. I'm a fire, I'm a move man down the line. Oh yeah. Well, I've led an evil life, as they say, but I'll have run the devil on judgment day. I'm a fire, I'm a move man down the line.
Name was Dean, future bright, until he drove that fateful night. He buzzed along, pouring on the coal, and the radio loud, playing rock and roll. Now the road was clear way up ahead, but a voice deep down within him said, there's danger, 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 danger up ahead. There's danger, 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 danger is what it said. Happened fast, a flash of light, a screeching sound that filled the night. A smell of oil and gasoline that spelled the end of Jimmy Dean. Well, he should have stopped and used his head, should have listened to that voice that said, there's danger, 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 danger up ahead. Danger, 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 danger is what it said.
Take my advice, 'cause I have learned, don't play with fire and you won't get burned. But go through life doing crazy things, you'll wake up some more with a pair of wings. When you get the urge to go, 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 better watch your step, kids, take it slow, 'cause there's danger, 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 danger up ahead. There's danger, 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 danger right up ahead. Danger right up ahead. Danger.
Bill Hayes, who scored one of the biggest songs of 1955 with the Ballad of Davy Crockett. That one spins off the Cadence label, 1956, Message from James Dean. Danger, danger, danger. Ooh, there's a rockabilly classic you don't hear all the time. We're featuring drag songs here on the world-famous Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm Matt the Cat. Before that, Gene Vincent, 1956, Capitol Records, and one of the ultimate races of all time, our buddy Gene takes on the devil himself. Wow. Crazy, baby. Before that, the Vibrasonics off the Ideal label, 1964, with Drag Race. We heard the Beach Boys from 63, the B-side of Surfin' USA with Shutdown. And Johnny Fortune kicked it off with the Fantabulous Dragster. This next tune is the first version of a song that Chuck Berry would cut a couple of times. He cut this one in July of 1959, entitled it County Line. Singing background vocals on this are Etta James and Harvey Fuqua, among others. Now, in 1960, he would change it around a little bit, recut the song, and call it The Jaguar and the Thunderbird. And that would be released as a single on Chess Records in 1960. This song, County Line, was never released as a single, so I felt it was appropriate to include this great drag race in this week's Friday Night Cat Fight. Here's Chuck Berry with County Line.
It was a 10-mile stretch on a Pennsylvania road, a sky blue jaguar and a thunderbird Ford. The jaguar setting on 99, trying to beat the bird to the county line. Just a half a mile from Dudenville, they had a speed sign set right at the top of the hill. Said 35 miles and stay in line, but the jaguar and thunderbird never made a sign.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Look out! Was a real small town, just 102 and 9 acres of ground. Some stool pigeon put the county sheriff wise, told him park down in Dudenville and catch him guys. Sheriff laid low, half hid in the weeds. He said for 8 days didn't nobody speed. A cloud of dust came appearing up the road. Here come the jaguar and thunderbird fool.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Here they come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sheriff double clutch second, put him in third, and turned around and went after the Thunderbird. He knew he'd get a bonus and a big fat fine if he could catch him before they crossed that county line. The sheriff used to drive his car 110, and if he aimed to get him, he'd have to do it again. The crest of the hill, he's about a mile behind. There wasn't but 3 more miles to the county line. You better run. He was counting on the downward grade, and with the winning behind him, he'd do 100 in the shade. The Thunderbird saw the sheriff gaining speed and put his foot to the floor and pulled up to the lead. Jaguar say you ain't won the race yet, and pulls back around the bird like a sabre jet. The sheriff's doing better than 109, bumper to bumper with the bird when they cross the line.
Riders on a road without reason, baby dolls with a cult of their own. They ravage, they riot, they run amok. They're jazzed up and power mad, the wild ones on wheels.
Drop of the hand. See them taillights going down the road. Big Impala and my little 44. Man blew up his motor and he sure was shot. I thought you said that 40 was nothing but stock. I run me a mill with a three-pop and a fold. Why, even the lake plugs are plated with a gold. Like it's 16 tons, you better step aside. Cause me and that 40 flying high and wide.
Everybody come on. Everybody.
Everybody come on,
come on.
Everybody come on,
come on.
Everybody come on,
come on.
Oh, baby, we're dragging at Hot Rod City. That song was co-written by our buddy Ernie Maresca, who I got to interview last year. That group's called the Hubcaps, 1964, off the Lorry label. Before that, Leon Smith, 1959, a great drag race, especially if you're driving the little 40 Ford. The Duels gave us Stick Shift from 1961. You know, that song was produced by H.B. Barnum and was originally released on Barnum's own Little Star Records. But in 61, it was picked up by the Sue label in New York City and re-released on Sue. And, of course, it became a hit. And the set was kicked off with Chuck Berry crossing that county line. The race between the Jaguar and the Thunderbird. That's an early version of that song that you ain't gonna hear anywhere else, baby. Only here on the world-famous Friday Night Cat Fight. I'm your furry leader, Matt the Cat. We're coming closer and closer to our main event, the main drag of this week's program. It's gonna be between three different versions of Hot Rod Lincoln. But first, here's that cat I promised you earlier in the show. This guy was a DJ and also co-wrote some great Hot Rod classics, like Drag City for Jan and Dean, Shutdown and Little Deuce Coupe, among others, for the Beach Boys, and he had a record of his own. His name is Roger Christian. Don't think I'm crazy, but the song kind of reminds me a little bit of Dinner with Drac by John Zacherle. I think it's because it's a spoken word vocal, and you've got a screaming guitar and a screaming sax, and, you know, it's like Dinner with Drac if Drac were drag racing. Oh, man. All right, here's Roger Christian. They used to call him Hot Dog Rog. And Last Drag. It's the Friday Night Cat Fight.
Out on the strip where the road is wide, two cool shorts stand side by side. My rake and Pella and a Stick 88. An engine while we wait. Last I see, the road is clear, and above roaring engines we strain to hear declining numbers at even rate. At one, we both accelerate. My Chevy's light, and the tires spin. That heavier Oldsmobile digs in. Its lake pipes thundering, the 88's churning. My Impala is squirreling and my tires are burning. That Stick 88 is winding out low, but now my Impala is starting to go. Riding the clutch to get that traction. My pressure plate's burning, but now I'm in action. Be cool, that's all for low. Power shift second, hey, here we go. Pedal on the floor and those dual quads drinking. That 88's lead sure is shrinking. He's got more ponies, but that's no good, because I've got more cubes under my hood. Now the 88's deck is coming up fast, but he shifted too soon and he'll never last. Redlined in second, ahead there's a grade. The old's still in high, he's got a fade. Half a length more, now we're neck and neck. There's Dead Man's Curve, but what the heck? He knows there's just time before the blind grade, and he won't pull over, right heaven made. So I'll cross the double line and I'll show this guy. So it's now or never, do or die.
Now me and my wife and my brother Joe took off in my Ford from San Pedro. We hadn't much gas and the tires were low, but the doggone Ford could really go. Now along about the middle of the night, we were ripping along like plain folks might, when a Mercury behind, he blinked his lights and he honked his horn and he flew outside. We had twin pipes in the Columbia butts. You people may think that I'm in a rut, but to you folks who don't dig the jive, that's two carburetors and an overdrive. We made grease spots out of many good towns and left the cops' heads spinning round and round. They wouldn't chase, they'd run and hide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. Now, we were Ford men and we likely knew that we would race until something blew, and we thought it over. Now, wouldn't you? I looked down at my lovely bride, her face was blue, I thought she died. We left streaks through town about 40 feet wide, but me and that Mercury stayed side by side. My brother was pale, he said he was sick, he said he was just a nervous wreck. But why should I worry, for what the heck, me and that Mercury was still neck and neck. Now on through the deserts we did glide, a flying low and a flying wide. Me and that Mercury was a taking a ride, and we stayed exactly side by side. Then I looked in the mirror and I saw something coming, and I thought it was a plane by the way it was a running, humming along at a terrible pace, and I knew right then it was the end of the race. When it flew by us, I turned the other way, and the guy in the Mercury had nothing to say. For it was a kid in a hopped-up Model A. Yeah, just a hopped-up Model A.
And there's the song that started it all, Hot Rod Race. Jimmy Dolan back in 1950. The original story of the race between the Ford and the Mercury. Now, the song was written by George Wilson, and it was first recorded by Archie Shibley. But the version that really took off is the one we just heard, Jimmy Dolan, late 1950. That would be the direct basis for Charlie Ryan's 1955 composition, Hot Rod Lincoln. And that brings us to this week's world-famous Friday Night Catfight. We're going to have three different versions of Hot Rod Lincoln. I want you to listen to all three of them in their entirety and pick the one you truly dig the most. Now, like I said, the song was written by Charlie Ryan in 1955. He originally recorded it in 1955 as well, but the version we all know was actually done in 1959, and that's the version I'm going to start off this Friday Night Catfight with. Then we're going to move on into Johnny Bond's 1960 version of Hot Rod Lincoln, and from there over to Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen from 1972 and his top 10 version of Hot Rod Lincoln. So here we go, baby. Listen to all of them in their entirety and then decide for yourself which one you dig the most, and go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com, and vote for the one you truly dig the most. But right now, here's Charlie Ryan with the original Hot Rod Lincoln.
Well, you heard the story of the Hot Rod Race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury went out to play. Well, this is the inside story, and I'm here to say I was a kid that was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor, and it's really souped up, but that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 12 cylinders, uses them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a four-barrel carb and dual exhaust, 411 gears, so can really get lost. Got safety tubes, and I'm not scared, the brakes are good, and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night, the moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they was standing still. And all of a sudden, like a flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan had passed us by. A remark was made, there's a car for me, but by then the taillights are all you could see. Well, the fellas ripped me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. I took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. Well, I wound it up to 110 and twisted the speedometer cable off the end. I had my foot beat toward the floor, said that's all there is, and there ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck. I whispered a prayer just for luck. The fenders were clicking, the guardrail post, the guys beside me were white as gold. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense. The telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out in the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and hoped I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. The tires on the sides, you can feel tension. Man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly and a Cadillac pull over. Let me go by. And all of a sudden, the rod started knocking, went down in a dip and started rocking. I look at my mirror and the red light was blinking. Cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive and drink, and you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Now you've heard the story of the hot rod race when the Ford and the Mercury was setting a pace. That story's true, I'm here to say, 'cause I was a-driving that Model A. Lincoln motor and it's really souped up, and that Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and use them all with an overdrive that just won't stall. Got a 4-barrel carbon, a dual exhaust, 411 gears that can really get lost. Got safety tubes and I'm not scared. The brakes are good and the tires are fair. We left San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars were shining bright. Everything went fine up the Grapevine Hill. We was passing cars like they was standing still. Then all of a sudden, like the flick of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. The remark was made, that's the car for me, but within the taillight was all you could see. Well, the fellers ribbed me for being behind, so I started to make that Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it down into overdrive. I wound it up to 110, twisted the speedometer cable off the end, had my foot feet clear to the floor, says that's all there is, ain't no more. Went around a corner and I passed a truck, I crossed my fingers just for luck, the fenders clicking, the guardrail post, the guy beside me white as a ghost. I guess they thought I'd lost my sense, the telephone poles looked like a picket fence, they said slow down, I see spots, the lines in the road, they just look like dots. Smoke was rolling out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. I knew I could catch him and I hope I could pass, but when I did, I'd be short on gas. Went around the corner with the tires on the side. You could feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, hold on, I got a license to fly, and the Cadillac pulled over and let me by. Then all of a sudden, the rod started knocking. Down in the dip, she started a rocking. I looked in the mirror and a red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. Well, they arrested me and they put me in jail. I called my pop to go my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't quit driving that hot rod Lincoln.
My pappy said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true, I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. It's got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 411 gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. of a sudden, in the wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by. Said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110, my speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Now the boys all thought lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots. The lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post. The guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that cat, he pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking down. And the dip, she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail. And they called my pappy to throw my bail. And he said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
And there you have it, Cats and Kittens, a song that reached number 9 in 1972, Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen, and their version of Hot Rod Lincoln. Before that, Johnny Bond, a song that hit number 26 in 1960, Hot Rod Lincoln. And of course, the set was kicked off with Charlie Ryan's 1959 version, which actually hit number 33 in 1960, and the original Hot Rod Lincoln. All of those songs, of course, based on the Hot Rod Race. But I want you to decide which version of Hot Rod Lincoln you think is the best. Go back to my website, FridayNightCatFight.com. Please leave a comment when you vote. Love to know what you think of those records. And I can't wait to find out which ones you vote for, Cats and Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll be back next week with a brand new Friday Night Cat Fight program. But before I go, on a sad note, I just want to say I'm very saddened by the death of one of the all-time greats, the innovator, the musician, the songwriter, the guitarist, an all-around groovy guy, and so fun to listen to, Les Paul. He passed away yesterday, the 13th of August, at age 94, in White Plains, New York. I was lucky enough to actually hear him in concert back in November, and he was full of humor and great stories and, of course, great sounds. We will miss you, Les Paul, and I think as an end to this week's program, let's play a Les Paul and Mary Ford record that was number one during the entire month of August and beyond, 1953. It was actually number one for 9 solid weeks. And it's so appropriate to end this week's show with heartfelt regards to the late, great Les Paul. Here's Vaya con Dios. May God be with you. I'm Matt the Cat. I'll catch you next week.
Hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios.